porn fuels the appetite of human trafficking for sure. Pornography today is not my grandfather's pornography. You know, it's very different. It's very, it's all addictive.
So says Jenny Almquist, co-founder and executive director of Fierce Freedom, an anti-human trafficking organization. Coming up, we'll hear from Almquist and two of her office mates at Fierce Freedom and others as we give you a recap of this past Wednesday's Just Us for Justice run walk at Carson Park, the biggest fundraiser of the year for Fierce Freedom. We'll size up where the organization's at and where they're going in the fight against human trafficking and pornography on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. I'm Mark Halverson. Building on Jenny Almquist's statements in our opening, I want you to know that in Minnesota, pornography is now officially recognized as a contributor to human trafficking. In fact, according to recent reports, the state of Minnesota has passed a bill recognizing pornography as a contributing factor in human trafficking. State legislators in Minnesota have affirmed that pornography, like sex trafficking, is a commodification of the human person and should be studied as a cause on both the supply and demand side of the problem. Now, it's important to note that this bill doesn't ban or censor anything. Well, it does pave the way for law enforcement to have more information as it relates to pornography as a contributing factor to the commercialization of sex. This bill also directs any fines collected for child porn possession to the Safe Harbor Program, a human trafficking task force. Wednesday night, the Just Us for Justice Run Walk was held. The Just Us for Justice Run Walk was the brainchild of Jesse Podolak, who this year, for the very first time, had a chance to actually participate in the event, walking with her husband, Rick. I asked her what it was like completely handing the reins to the good folks at Fierce Freedom.
Yeah, it's awesome. Carrie Schwartz, the new race director, has been with me for many years, and she did an amazing job this year. She's been doing better than I ever could have done. So it's really, to pass something off to somebody who takes it and grows it, is, and just to see her shine has been the best. And see God just keep working through it and keep getting new people. There's lots more people, more different churches, different. They grew the faith community reach outreach this year. They just did so many things that we had talked about doing about here and there all this time, and they're just doing really, really great. So I'm really happy with how it's turned out.
At the outset of the event, I had a chance to speak with 94-year-old Emma Barnett, participating in the Just Us for Justice Run Walk for the sixth time. I asked her what inspires her to take part.
Yes, I just think it's a horrific act of what's happens to these young women and children, that they're almost in slavery. So anything I can do to help them.
And Barnett saw to it that more than just she was involved.
Well, it's because even our national organization has told us that we had to work on against the trafficking of young women and children. And so that is what we did. And until I read about Jessie, that she had this race, I really didn't know what we could do. And when I saw that in the paper about her, I said, well, the women of St. James are going to become sponsors, and we are going to run in the race or walk.
The 94-year-old Barnett was the winner of the first ever Jesse Podolak Award the night before at the pre-race pasta dinner at Peace Church in Eau Claire. I caught up with avid runner Liz Mayo immediately after she finished the race.
What inspires you to run in this particular race?
I think what inspires me is being a woman of just can't even imagine what it'd be like to be trafficked. I know men are also trafficked. It's just a horrific thing that I can't even imagine what it's like, and it breaks my heart. So if whatever I can do, you know, that's what I want to do. And this is something because I love to run. It's an easy way to give back.
Jenny Almquist says that before expenses, Wednesday night's Just Us for Justice Run Walk at Eau Claire's Carson Park raised $35,000.
Which is really important to us because it is one of our bigger fundraisers, but you know, we were just talking about this before we came in, and, you know, it might sound like a lot of money and people will think, well, now I don't have to give or support. However, now this year we have, you know, three full-time staff people. We're looking into getting into a bigger space because, so our annual budget is about $150,000. And so, we need that raise, and we need people to continue to give. And if, you know, if people believe in what we do and see this as an issue, we need people to not just look at the race. We need people to really give consideration to if they're going to continue to give to Fierce Freedom on a regular basis. And of course, we would appreciate that.
And Almquist says that Fierce Freedom's undergone a subtle shift in focus in recent times.
So we came to the point as an organization where, we're a 501c3. We cannot lobby. And we were just doing so much down in Madison that we were getting close to, we were feeling like it was time to steer the ship, turn the ship a little bit, because, I mean, you know, you have to do the dance as a 501c3, and we would never want to put that in jeopardy. We felt like a lot of really great work got done down there and is happening, and the ship is moving. There are organizations now that are really carrying the torch. We are still working at the state level as far as the consortium, helping to develop. There's a whole campaign now on the state level that we've been able to be involved with. It's a poster campaign along with billboards and a phone number, 211, if you're at risk or have questions, and that's specifically to Wisconsin, and we're really proud that we were able to be a part of that. However, now we have a survivor advocate on board with us, and just within the last, well, since the first of the year, we have 14 people that we are working with, either family members or specific survivors, and it feels like God has really, we've just shifted a little bit. It's just a different shift.
Well, that's really, so 14 just this year, that's something.
Yeah, and big time, and we have a really great network of people that we are working with, so clearly we don't do direct services as of yet, but we have really great organizations that we are able to immediately plug people in with. And Tia, our survivor advocate, she's doing a really super job. She's gone through a program with Rebecca Bender called Elevate Academy. And so she, as a survivor, has really gone to this really great place of healing and understanding. And she's able to walk alongside. So far, it's been women. So we know that there are boys out there too. But our experiences, who we've encountered, has specifically been women.
Jenny Almquist discusses how important the Just Us for Justice Run Walk is for Fierce Freedom, not only in terms of fundraising, but also in terms of raising awareness.
It's really great because the event is really, I mean, it's our biggest fundraiser of the year for sure. But as far as awareness in the area, it's really important because it's a safe place for people to come. It's family friendly, and oftentimes it's a great first introduction to people about the issue of domestic human trafficking, that it happens right here. So so thankful for all of the overseas organizations that are doing all of the important work that they do. But we are right here. We're boots on the ground. And we have had amazing doors open this year for going into the JDC, going into prisons. Carrie's doing a phenomenal job with working with the at-risk youth in the area. And those that have our doors that haven't been open to us before. So all of that to say that this event is just really great to bring the whole community in and give them an introduction to what it looks like right here.
Having followed and covered Fierce Freedom since its outset several years ago, it seems to this reporter that increasingly the focus of Almquist and those she's working alongside is upon the demand of paid-for sex as the root of the plague that is human trafficking.
Porn fuels the appetite of human trafficking, for sure. We know that a huge amount, I believe that the statistic is 91% of the people who are on the other side of the camera, who are actually creating, being a part of the pornography, are actually trafficked. The abuse and the physical abuse is absolutely horrendous. And that's not what they would choose to do if they could. So there's that piece of it. And if nobody was buying sex, if nobody was purchasing that, we would have absolutely no industry and it wouldn't be an issue. So there's also the piece of the, you know, the traffickers, who this is a huge revenue generator for them. But when you stop and think about that, it's human beings that they are using to create their tremendous amount of revenue. It's really sickening. So we just try to keep that message out there, too.
Kat Jacoby serves as public relations director and program coordinator for Fierce Freedom, based here in the Chippewa Valley. She, too, talks about the demand problem.
The buyers are just a huge piece of the puzzle as to why this is so pervasive. And I think that men have been consistently part of the systemic problem, but I also think they can be a systemic part of the solution. And I think every time that I've seen men really stand up and say, I refuse to click, I refuse to engage in this. Even though society says that it's okay, it is not a victimless crime. And I think that we need to stand up not only as women, but also as men. Like, men need to really stand up. And I've seen some incredible men who have taken a stand. And I think that in order for this problem to really be solved, they need to just stand up and say, I'm going to refuse to do that. And so I just think that, but I do think that that's possible through the grace of God. And I really know that sexual sin and the difficulties of that are something that can only be overcome by the Holy Spirit.
Jacoby says the last thing porn producers and human traffickers want is for buyers to consider the humanity of those that they're exploiting.
So in Seattle, I was looking at this article, and there was this group of men who had been arrested for, I think it was soliciting a child for sex. And they actually went through this court mandated program. And one of them commented after being asked, do you ever think about the women and the children, who you're soliciting? And they said, well, I don't really want to know how the sausage gets made. So, I mean, it's this like disconnection. And so for this to be solved, I think we need to get really connected with mm-hmm. it and care.
In addition to serving as the director of the Just Us for Justice Run Walk event, Carrie Swartz also serves as office administrator for Fierce Freedom.
When we do this Empower Youth program, we do a 5-week session, but then some of the workers of the youth who are in the program asked if we could do something about internet safety. So we did that, and a piece of the presentation that we did was to talk about pornography and to help kids understand that some people say that pornography is not harmful, but if you look at the statistics, and even if you look at the statistics from a perspective that is not fueled by morality, just by pure facts, there's a great website called The New Drug, and they take all the statistics that they find regarding pornography and its effects, and they kind of make these different articles on kind of the main questions that people would ask about pornography. You know, is this actually harmful? Is it addictive? And all the statistics point to the fact that it is harmful and it is addictive. So we talked to the kids about, first of all, recognizing that some people might say that pornography is harmless, but it's not. And then to talk about, you know, the feelings that you have when you see something like that. You might have mixed feelings. It might feel really interesting and pleasurable, but at the same time, you have this feeling in the back of your mind, like, I shouldn't be doing this. This is a bad thing. And to teach them, like, you need to recognize that and call it what it is. It's pornography, and it's harmful to you. And then also to realize, like they talked about, that it's not a victimless crime and that there are people behind these things that are being abused. And then also when they get to that point of realizing maybe I am addicted to this, there are support groups out there too.
Has the Me Too movement, how have you seen that fitting into your fight against human trafficking?
I'm really glad that you brought that up, because I think that that shows that society at large is waking up to this objectification of women and how it is not a good thing. And I think that really does play really well into the fact that we really want to focus on individual worth women are so much more than, you know, sex appeal, and they bring so much more to the table, women and children. So I think that it's really actually been opening a lot of doors to other organizations that maybe we wouldn't have necessarily partnered with before, but they're seeing that, this does feed into human trafficking, because I think that when we're saying that porn and like the objectification of women is this, I think that's the root of it. And I think it progresses into something where, you know, the weak are going to be exploited. And so unfortunately we have seen that. And so now we're seeing that the, you know, sexual harassment and objectification of women is in the mainstream. And so I think it's a lot easier when you don't have to convince people it's a problem, when they're waking up to it and they're already sort of understanding that it's a problem, then you can say, all right, what can we do about it? And so I think that it has opened a lot of doors and that people are more receptive to what we're trying to say, the messages that we mm-hmm. have.
Fierce Freedom would love for you to get involved in the fight against human trafficking. You can learn more at their very good website, fiercefreedom.org. That's fiercefreedom.org, fiercefreedom.org, all one word, fiercefreedom.org. And again, as you heard Jenny Almquist say earlier in the broadcast, their needs for funds go well beyond just the event. A budget of about $150,000 a year, raised about $35,000 the other night. So again, not even 25% of the necessary funds for this fine organization
to continue on, and they'd like to grow and continue to be even more effective in the days to come. For Chippewa Valley This Week, I'm Mark Halverson on WWIB and WOGO. Thanks for listening.